Right, it's a very significant day for Stellenbosch University, and this afternoon they will be launching the Justice Edwin Cameron Collection and Cameron Reading Room in the Stellenbosch University Library. And we aren't able to attend that launch, but we are very, very honoured to have Justice Edwin Cameron on the line with us. He is also the Chancellor of Stellenbosch University, one of South Africa's top jurists with nearly 200 judgments, an acclaimed author, popular speaker and winner of countless international awards, not to mention one of South Africa's staunchest advocates for gay rights and rights for those living with HIV/AIDS. Justice Cameron, good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us.
What a pleasure to be with you, Amy, and with Cape Talk listeners.
Tell us a little bit more about this collection that will be launched this afternoon at Stellenbosch. What is contained?
It will be, Amy, first of all, it's a reading room inside the famous library on the Janus Marais Plain in Stellenbosch. And it will be a reading room in which my archive will be lodged. It will be an archive of papers from the early 1980s, so for the last 40-plus years. And I hope that people will use it. I hope that the papers lodged there will be used, not for any personal reasons, Amy, but because of the issues that I've been involved in. And for that reason, it's quite an exciting initiative by the University Library.
Justice Cameron, it'll contain material on your career years as a Justice of the Constitutional Court, as well as lectures you've given and papers that you've written. Will it be accessible by anybody, any member of the public, or only students at Stellenbosch University?
I think anyone can get access. The students and staff of the university, of course, are the ones who have access cards, but everyone will have access to the reading room and to the papers. And I hope that people who want to understand what public interest lawyering meant in the 1980s, the constitutional negotiations, the struggle for AIDS treatment, and more recently, the struggle for dignified conditions for those incarcerated, the sex workers who are still marginalized. So I hope that all the persons who are interested in those issues might be helped by some of the papers there.
There's obviously an overwhelming amount of very important documentation that will be housed there. Justice Cameron, you've mentioned a couple of the things that you feel are the most relevant. What are some of the other highlights that people may want to access and learn from?
There are almost all my papers from 11 years in the Constitutional Court and many papers from my 8 years in the Supreme Court of Appeal and the 6 years in the High Court before that. So, for example, my court books, my court desk books, which recorded every order that I was involved in, would be there. So it's proved useful to me. If someone says, oh, my husband got a bogus divorce in 1998, we can actually go and trace my divorce book from 1998 when I was still on the High Court. So I think a lot of judicial researchers would also be interested. I didn't keep the kind of things, Amy, that are in any event in the Constitutional Court archive, the written arguments and so on. But I did keep my personal papers, which might be valuable to people as well.
I apologize in advance, but I can't let you go without asking, Justice Cameron, what is your take on President Ramaphosa's bid to go to the Constitutional Court? I'm sorry.
You're delightfully naughty. No, don't apologize, Amy. It's your job to be provocative, and I welcome it. Amy, let me just say this, and I'm not passing a judgment. I'm just giving an impression. I know that President Ramaphosa has consulted Edgar Vimchenga Vesey, who no one in this country doubts is at the very apex of his profession. He's a formidable advocate, a formidable intellect. And the founding papers that President Ramaphosa lodged yesterday afternoon in the court, I've read them, and all I can say is that they left me almost shocked with their brilliance and with the powerful dissection they did of former Chief Justice Sandile Ngcobo's report. And I think that we have to wait to hear what anyone, there might be amici, It's not likely that Chief Justice Ngobo will enter the litigation. Normally, in that kind of situation, as a judge, you abide the finding of the court. He's entitled to if he wants to defend his report. But there will be amicus curiae, friends of the court, who will weigh in. So we need to hear all voices and all viewpoints. But looking at those founding papers alone, you think, they appear to leave the report in tatters for lack of logical coherence and for lack of following the evidentiary requirements of the constitutional parliament. But of course, all of that might just be a first impression that turns out to be wrong.
Sure. Well, thank you for that insight. Justice Cameron, back to your career. Do you have a single career highlight, or are there just too many to list?
Amy, you know, it's a hard question that I haven't thought of. I do think that helping with the world first of getting the two words sexual orientation into our constitution was important. The other thing is certainly helping Zaki Ahmed and Nathan Geffen and Mark Haywood with treatment access on ARVs. Mm-hmm. I was on the bench. And then thirdly, my niece, Marlies Richter, has been a sex worker advocate, and I'm very proud. You know, Amy, it's the same sexual moralism that persecuted me and other queer men and queer women. That same undue, misplaced, misdirected sexual moralism persecutes sex workers and puts them at risk and risks their health and lives. So my niece, Marlies Richter, has been a great advocate, and I've been allied to her. So those have been some of the activist highlights. And then, of course, there have also been highlights inside the court, and we'll talk about those another time, Amy.
The late Nelson Mandela called you a new hero, Justice Cameron, and I couldn't agree more. All the best with this afternoon's launch, and thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you to you and your listeners. Thanks, Amy.
That's Justice Edwin Cameron, who is launching the Edwin Cameron Collection and Cameron Reading Room at Stellenbosch University this afternoon. If you'd like to visit it, he says it will be open to members of the public, and you can go and check it out.